All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for Pro Wrestling America. I know I sound excited. I'm trying to be excited, though, because, I mean, this is still the Skandar Akbar era of the PWA. But we still have cards. It's not like he took us completely out of business. So we're coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum tonight. Several great matches, including Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Bad Company defending the titles against superstar Bill Dundee and Macho Man Randy Savage. And our main event tonight is Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Jerry the King Lawler. It's going to be a great match. So let's get to it, but let's go through the undercard. First match has Bart Gunn facing off against Wildcard. And Bart and Wildcard have a fair match. But Bart gets the pin with a double underhook powerbomb in a time of 6 minutes, 13 seconds. Next match has Southern Psycho Elliot Russell facing off against Kendall Windham. Kendall and Elliot have a good match until Elliot takes Kendall down with a rolling reverse cradle and a handful of tights for the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Missy tries to tell Nick Patrick about it, but he won't listen. The Southern Psycho gets a cheap win over Kendall Windham. Continuing on, we have Rick Steiner facing off against the Vampire Warrior. And Steiner and Vampire have a great match. Both men show great promise for their positions in the PWA. Vampire goes for a powerbomb, but Steiner counters it with a backdrop into the turnbuckle. Steiner gets the pin after a running knee lift while Vampire is dangling in the Tree of Woe in a time of 13 minutes, 27 seconds. All right, first of two title matches for this evening. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Bad Company defending against two of my guys from the Dirty Dozen, superstar Bill Dundee and Macho Man Randy Savage. So Dundee and Savage get their first shot at PWA Gold. As the champions come down to the ring, both teams look excited for the match. Tanaka and Dundee barely get a start in the match before the American Tag Team Champions rush the ring. Scorpio nails Dundee with a running forearm, causing Nick Patrick to call for the bell and the disqualification in a time of 4 minutes, 38 seconds. Your winners are superstar Bill Dundee and Macho Man Randy Savage. Tanaka yells at Wildcard, who nails him with a European uppercut. Diamond comes into the ring and the two sets of tag team champions brawl with each other. Dundee gets up to retaliate, but Savage and Alexandra pull him back, letting Devastation Incorporated implode. Akbar climbs into the ring to separate the two teams. He grabs Wildcard by the hair. Wildcard turns around and nails him with the Joker's Wild. The fans are shocked as the American Tag Team Champions quickly vacate the ring as the rest of Devastation Incorporated swarms it. Is Devastation Incorporated really imploding? Please, 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 please. The last ones to join Devastation Incorporated in order to save their contracts are the first ones to jump ship again. Are they the first rats leaving a sinking ship? Are they just looking for the best opportunity for them today? What is their endgame? I'll try to get Mark or Lance to speak with them. But we continue on in the ring. Bunkhouse Buck facing off against Eric Watts. And Buck and Watts have a great brawl. Jones and Alexandra both get involved in the match. At the 10-minute mark, Jones climbs on the ring apron. Watts grabs him by the collar of his jacket and starts to drag him into the ring. Buck nails him from behind with a running knee lift to the kidneys. Watts drops Jones, and Buck gets the pin with a brainbuster in a time of 10 minutes, 17 seconds. So backstage, Lance Russell finds the American Tag Teams and asks for a word with them. Scorpio looks ecstatic to talk to Lance. Wildcard seems less enthused. Lance asks the champs why they've jumped ship multiple times now. Are they wanting back into the Dirty Dozen? Wildcard says they don't want to be in the Dirty Dozen. They don't want to have to worry about anyone around the ring except their opponents. They don't need a manager. Scorpio tries to be a bit more amenable. He explains that they have done what they needed to do in order to be exactly where they are, the World Tag Team Champions. Scorpio says that's what they believe they are, regardless of what Akbar has done with the titles or called them. Scorpio and Wildcard walk away from Lance. We go back to the ring. Second title match of the night. Illinois heavyweight title on the line this time. Candido gets his automatic rematch for the Illinois heavyweight title. Although the match lasts more than 30 minutes, Sharp is in control for the bulk of the match. Candido tries to make one big comeback, but he gets sidetracked with Missy on the outside. He yells at her from inside the ring. As she tells him to pay attention to his opponent, Sharp pulls out a pair of brass knuckles from his tights. Candido turns around and gets clocked by Sharp. Referee Randy Anderson is distracted by Akbar, who is trying to tell him about the brass knuckles. Randy turns around and counts the pinfall. Your winner in a time of 37 minutes, 6 seconds, and still Illinois heavyweight champion is Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp and Missy celebrate in the ring. Akbar is irate outside the ring. Candido rolls out of the ring, and Akbar starts laying into him about how he can't win a simple match. Akbar tells him that he should have easily beaten Sharp a half hour ago. Candido is still groggy from Sharp's knockout punch. I'm not sure that he even registers what Akbar is saying right now. But still, your Illinois heavyweight champion is Iron Mike Sharp. Next match has Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Terry Taylor. Devastation Incorporated comes down to the ring to take its vengeance on Scorpio. I come down with a dirty dozen to even the odds. Bobby Heenan calls down the rest of the family to get involved. While the brawl happens outside the ring, Heenan slips Taylor a pair of brass knuckles. Jerry Calhoun calls down security to clear the ringside area. Taylor nails Scorpio with the brass knuckles and tucks them into his tights before covering. Calhoun turns around to make the pinfall count. Your winner is Terry Taylor in a time of 5 minutes, 39 seconds. Two matches in a row where the winner gets the pin after nailing them with brass knuckles. Well, it's bound to happen sometime. All right, next match. We're not even getting to that match yet. As the brawl continues around the ring, the lights go out. When they come back on, Akbar is in the ring with the microphone. He announces that the next match was supposed to be a singles match between Big Bubba Rogers and Big Boss Man. He announces it is now a triple threat match by adding me into the mix. Akbar wants to punish me, so he puts me into a match with these two super heavyweights. Everyone leaves the ring area with the help of security and representatives from the Illinois State Police. I'm wondering if we have them on payroll now, or at least on retainer. Bubba comes down to the ring with Akbar. Bossman comes down to the ring with Heenan. When Alexandra and I come down to the ring, Akbar's parody of my music, Answer to Akbar, plays. I'm not thrilled with the music or the match, but I'm there to survive this match. And the match goes as you would think it does. But Big Bubba Rogers and Big Boss Man take turns getting me out of the way very early on in the match, which is fine. They can knock me out, throw me out of the ring, deal with each other. And that's exactly what they do. And it is Big Boss Man coming out on top after using his nightstick on Big Bubba Rogers, choking him before getting the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 14 seconds. Your winner is Big Boss Man. Now we get to the main event of the night. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Jerry the King Lawler. Adams and Alexandra make their way down to the ring, but Lawler attacks Adam from behind in the aisle. Alexandra does her best to get out of the way as the men whip each other into the guardrails. Akbar tells Lawler to get in the ring. Lawler grabs Adams by the hair and drags him the rest of the way down the aisle to the ring. Adams nails him with an elbow to the ribs and slams his head into the ring apron as they get there. Adams rolls Lawler into the ring. David Manning calls for the bell. Adams slides into the ring, but Lawler stomps on him. Lawler takes the early advantage. He tries to put Adams away quickly with the pile driver, but Alexandra climbs onto the ring apron. Lawler tells her to get down and stay in her corner. Adams grabs Lawler from behind with a rolling reverse cradle. Lawler barely kicks out. As Lawler gets back to his feet, he drops the strap. Adams is unfazed as Lawler moves in for the typical barrage of punches. When Lawler gets close enough, Adams drops him with the super kick for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner is Gentleman Chris Adams. All right, that's the card for tonight. Great matches that are there. Definitely going to see more, hopefully, from Iron Mike Sharp and Chris Candido over the Illinois heavyweight title. Possibly Terry Taylor and Too Cold Scorpio. I mean, we've got the two brass knuckles victories there. But then also Dundee and Savage. They really should get another shot at Bad Company and the Illinois tag team titles. We'll have to see how that works out and how it all shapes out because, well, I'm not in control. I can't tell you because I don't know. Akbar's the one in control, as he likes to remind me all the time. But for now, this is Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting us even in the Akbar era so that we can get through this. And hopefully, I can still have a wrestling promotion at Hard Day's Night. But we'll have to see. Come back next week to find out what more Akbar has in store for us.